energy and climate change.
New protests against the building of Belo Monte Dam after the Brazilian Environment Institute, IBAMA, authorized to build the power plant in Pará State. In the framework of the World Water Day celebrated on Monday, the organization Rainforest Rescue launched an international campaign to warn Brazilian authorities, including President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, about the irreparable damage the initiative would cause. The plans to build this dam on Xingu River, which runs through Mato Grosso and Pará states, started by the end of the 70s and were halted after a huge mobilization in 1989. Belo Monte, the return of the military dictatorship, is the title of an article written by Leonardo Boff, who criticizes the project. Over half of the territories crossed by Xingu River are protected forests, according to the organization, and in the case of Belo Monte, there are plans to put dams on 7 points of the river, which would affect 12 indigenous territories. Only one of the dams will cover an area of over 6,000 square kilometers, and approximately 20,000 people from Altamira, Vitória do Xingu, and Brasil Novo would have to leave their lands. Damage to fish, together with other environmental problems, would be incalculable. Methane emissions, a powerful greenhouse gas, is another serious problem, in addition to the increase of diseases such as malaria, the organization stated in a letter to be sent to the executive. In an interview with Real World Radio, Maximino de Paris from the Movement of People Affected by Dams said that the permits were granted by the government before any public hearing was carried out. This is against the law, said the activist. We're given our lands to produce energy, but we don't have electricity in our homes, said de Paris, who also highlighted the campaigns carried out by the organization to denounce the increasing energy fees paid by the Brazilian population. Private projects are installed in coastal territories in the name of the well-being of the population, and many times with the complicity of local authorities, de Paris said. He also warned about the consequences of Garabi Dam, which will flood 30,000 hectares in Argentina and a similar extension of land in Brazil. Organizations from both countries have to show the population that Garabi won't bring any benefits or development, only greater problems. Both countries have to stop its advance, de Paris said, and he added that it is necessary to support alternative energy sources such as solar, wind, and biomass.
You're listening to Real World News.